Forever. And we know at Unity of New York that singing is praying twice. Yeah. And if Zoe sings, it's at least thrice. So Zoe's going to sing us into with a little prayer. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm
ready. Here's Zoe. See you later.
Favorite songs, and I love that you blessed us with that today. It sounded like the Eva Cassidy version, and I'm a big fan, so thank you so much for that. I am so grateful to be with you because I love helping people grow, prosper, and evolve. It's like it's what I'm here to do. It's literally my mission in life. So thank you, Unity of New York. Thank you, Britt and Sean and Leo and all the leadership for having me, because I love to see people begin to understand just how powerful they are. And this is exciting for me. So I wish I could see you all, because if I could, I would say raise your hand if you have room for a little more goodness. Would you raise your hand? Of course. Of course you would. There is room for more goodness. There is room for more abundance of every kind. Is there room in your life for more spiritual synchronicity, for more love, for friendships? For friendships that support who you really are. How about a home that is your safe place, that nurtures you? For me, this is true prosperity and abundance. And I should say, in all the money I can spend. I stole that from Edwin, and I say it often. I think that we are meant to prosper. And it took me a long time to get here. Because I grew up with not a lot. And so I think I thought that was who I really was. But as I've grown and developed as a soul, as I've evolved, and as I understand more clearly the nature of God, what I know is that prosperity is my divine right, and prosperity is my true nature. So this means that the only thing getting in the way of my prosperity is me. And this is both a difficult truth, but it also gives me a great hope. Because if I'm the only one blocking it, it means God's loved me all along. It means that I can change the way things are, right? So this gives me great hope and a great feeling of empowerment and freedom, because I can choose the life I want to have. And I know the universe supports me 100%. So I want to give you confidence that you can prosper. And I think so often we say, well, I don't know, there's this, there's that. Well, this is my rent. These are my bills. This is my this, this is my that. Well, I want to tell you something. God knows all that. God knows all that. And to God, nothing is big and nothing is little. So the things that we place in our mind as blocks to receive, well, that's where we're going to start today. So my teaching over the years has really deepened, and in my work with people one-on-one and in my courses, we often talk about the four main energy bodies: the mental, the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. Well, what I have discovered in my work with thousands of people is that really we have to start with the mental, because from the mental, everything else comes: the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. In other words, what are our thoughts about it? So if you're taking notes, and I hope you will, I want you to write this down. I'm going to give you even a second to get a pen or pencil or type it into your computer. I want you to take notes on this, because if I never, ever see you again, I want you to have this. I want you to have this principle. Number one, create a vacuum to receive. Create a vacuum to receive. You've heard it said, the universe abhors a vacuum, or really, it was first said, nature abhors a vacuum. You know, in Florida, we love to go to the beach. And when you go to the beach and you dig into the sand, what happens? Well, in just a moment, water and sand fill in. If you have plants or a garden, you know that when you clear out old weeds and things, what happens? Almost immediately, something grows in its place. So, friends, to prosper, it's important for us to look at what's happening in our lives right now and to see, are there things we're holding on to in the mental realm that need to be released? Are there things we're holding on to in the mental realm that are old and tired and inefficient? I've noticed some of the ways I was thinking of things are simply inefficient. I'm living in an old time. I just recently downloaded a new program that I'm so excited about. I can't remember exactly. Oh, it's called Focus Matrix. I had to look at it. It's called Focus Matrix. And I have so many things going so many different ways that if I'm not careful, my mental aspect can get clouded and fractured. So I've learned first is the mental. So I want to create a space to receive new thoughts, but first the old has to be released. You know, I wrote a whole book on release, right? Seven spiritual laws of release. So I know it works. So first I have to create a vacuum to receive it. So I want you to be thinking about, like, as you go throughout your days and your weeks, and if you do the workshop, we're going to work on this pretty intensively. I want you to notice, what are the thoughts you think on a regular basis? What are the thoughts you think about yourself, about God, about your worth? See, if your thoughts are anything less than, I am grateful, my life is abundant, thank you, God, then there's work to do. If you think, well, I don't know if I can do this, I don't know if I can afford, all these thoughts that go over and over in our mind, see, those thoughts become beliefs, and those beliefs become actions. And if they are in a limited consciousness, we're going to receive limited back from the universe. So first, we want to create a vacuum to receive. And again, starting with the mental, but there's also going to be physical things around your home that you need to release. Are there things holding old energy? And so if you're holding on to this old energy, what I know is that new can't come forward for you. Right? So think about, as you're going around your apartment or your home, think about what in my physical space is no longer serving me. What do I not use? What is worn out? What is old? What has negative memories associated with it? And move it out. So first, you have to create a vacuum. And of course, everything I'm talking about today is going to take tremendous trust on your part. Because to release something that's old or old energy means you don't know what's coming. I'm going to give you a funny example. I bought a new home a few months ago, and there were a couple areas of the home I knew needed work. And so yesterday I sought to uncover the floor under the tile in one of the areas of my home. So this was a risk because I had no idea what was under there. Anybody who's ever worked on a home knows exactly what I'm talking about. Sometimes you don't want to do renovations because you start uncovering more problems. Well, I began cracking away at this old tile. And what was so amazing is I thought when I cracked away the old tile, it was going to be bad. And I was prepared to pay for a brand new floor. Well, what happened is I kept cracking away at the old tile. What was under there was very cool 50s style, you know, that goes with the rest of the room, tile that had been covered up. Somebody, you know, quote unquote, updated it to make it more modern, but I thought it destroyed the feeling and the look. So, but it was a little nervous when I first started cracking away that tile because I didn't know what was going to be under there. In other words, first I had to let go of what was there before something new could come forward. So the good news is because the tile under there is very usable, the money I was going to spend on the tile, I can now use for the other furnishings to make it a beautiful area for me. But first, I had to clear the old. So simple, and yet there's profound impacts to creating a vacuum for the universe to fill. Now, I spent a lot of time on that one point. And number two is just fact. Number two, daily become still. Daily become still. I want you to make time every day to become still, to get quiet so that you can hear the voice of Spirit speaking to you. Every single day, even if it's just 5 minutes, set aside time. Every day, make time to hear Spirit. So, and if you've done all this release work in the mental, and then you started in the physical, in this time of stillness, you're probably going to get intuitions, feelings, of this sense, this knowing of what's next for you. But first you have to get still. Even if you don't know what's next, what I often do to begin my time of stillness, especially if I'm in this, really in this mode of prosperity, I will say, I release and let go. I release all judgments to the Christ within to be transmuted and transcended to beneficial forms. God is my source. And then I'll rest in that. That's the peace. That's the energy I take into that time of silence. Beautiful, right? So first was what? Create a vacuum to fill. Second, daily become still. I want you to write that down. Number two, daily become still. People always want to skip this one. Don't do it. Because the stillness in the quiet, This is where you connect with God. This is where you know your goodness, your wholeness, your oneness, your connection with all that is. I cannot overstate the importance of this step. Number three, be definite. Be definite. What does this mean? Well, this means that so often we want to receive more, but we're not even clear about what the more is. And as long as we are not definite, the universe can't send it. See, what happens, the reason I started with the mental is that if our thoughts and our beliefs are out of alignment with what it is we say we want, we are never going to receive it. But if you become definite and you start writing down what it is you want, you start putting a goal by the time you want to receive it, you start believing in it, you start affirming it, well, then the universe has something to work with. And this is when the spiritual journey becomes fun, it becomes exciting, it becomes even, what's the word, exhilarating. So a few times over the last year, I felt like I was on the edge of my seat, like not knowing what was next, because man, was I definite. And I want to share a quick story about how I was. So I started my podcast a little over 2 years ago. And, you know, people said I was crazy. How are you going to do it? You know, how do you know how you're going to reach people? Well, at the end of the first 6 months, my goal was to reach 25,000. And in fact, I more than doubled that. So then at the end of the first year, the first 2 years, I wanted to reach 100,000, and we were over that. So being definite, like it like awakens all the little energy. It's like all your guides, literally the atomic structure of the air that surrounds you starts to shift and change to align with the thoughts that you're holding. And so as soon as you get definite, the universe goes yes, because the universe always says yes. So I want you to think about, what are those things you really want to bring forward? Now, as I'm thinking of all this, it could be financial. It could be relational. You know, the truth is, friends, the greatest prosperity is relationships that work with your friends, with your children, with your parents. So one of the greatest prosperities is relational. So you might say, well, I have plenty of money. This is not about money. This is about a prosperous life. This is about feeling in the flow with all good all the time, right? So think about, what is an area that you are really wanting to know a little more prosperity? Like it could even be, I want to experience bliss. Wow. God loves to fulfill these kinds of dreams and desires. You know, Charles Fillmore said, desire is the onward impulse of the ever evolving soul. So whatever it is you desire, it is moving your, and the universe wants to fill this desire. So I want to encourage you to be definite. Write it down. Write it down by when you want to have it accomplished. Put a date on it, because that speeds things up. Be definite. So number one was create a vacuum. Have to create a vacuum to receive. We talked about working on the mental level. Daily become still, we said, so that we can be quiet in silence and make space for that, you know, new illumination to come forward, more guidance for what's ours to do. Third, we said, is be definite. Write it down. Don't be afraid to be definite. Again, this takes a lot of trust, but we said, do it. Be definite. Write it down. When am I going to achieve it? Now, the last 2 points, I want to speak a little bit about, I don't know exactly how much time I have, Britt. Don't be mad at me. So number four is believe. Believe. Now, when I say the word believe, this is not some empty phrase, like if you believe it, you can achieve it. But belief is very, very powerful, because it is thought and feeling combined. And when you have a belief, it just naturally converts into action. But belief also includes your imagination for what is possible. And I've learned in some research that psychology says that our imagination is one of the most powerful untapped aspects of the human mind. the ability to imagine what's possible. I could tell you 100 stories from business people, filmmakers, authors who have done exactly this and are now prospering in a new way, simply because they dared to believe what was possible for them. They could imagine and visualize what was possible for them. So what we do in our belief when we're, you know, really working with definite ideas is every day in that time of silence, we're also spending time visualizing what's possible. And so as we get that thought in our mind, we visualize it in total. How will we feel? How will it look? How will it be? And what we're actually doing is it's a little bit of what I like to call prophesying about our own lives. And the more definite we can get in that mental picture, the more clear we can be, then the universe gets a lot clearer message from us about what to send. And it speeds up the manifestation. It speeds up the manifestation. If you would have told me when I began that podcast that I would, in 2 years, have about 6 people on my team supporting me, web designer, graphics, a producer, somebody that's working with benefactors to my organization. If you would have told me when I started that, I'm not sure I would have believed it. But since I went step by step, you know, with each manifestation, it's like as I envisioned it, the right person would step forward, the right opportunity would step forward. I just hired a marketing team that is doing incredible work on my behalf. I've been called from all these organizations recently to partner with them. I was offered a program on Awake TV, which I'm going to be doing in May. So I'm saying that my personal vision, let me just say it this way. My personal vision is to reach 1 million people. My vision statement I say every single day is, I ignite soul evolution in humanity. It's a grand, grand vision. And my mission, as I said from the beginning, very simply, is to help people grow, prosper, and evolve. So that's how I reach humanity as I continue to teach and speak, right? So I'm believing it, I'm visioning it, and it is happening. I want you to believe great things are possible for you. And I also want to help you with in the workshop with really being in reality about what's possible and also in infinite possibility. Right? I want to help you with that. Finally, number 5, and this is not new to Unity people, but I want to bring it in as something to not forget. Affirm daily what it is you are holding in consciousness. Affirm daily what it is you're dreaming about, you think about, you desire to receive. Affirm it daily. For instance, what if every day you said, God is my source. I am richly blessed. Everything is in alignment for me. God loves me. All things are in divine order. I am blessed beyond measure. I am in the flow of God's good for me. All things are working out for me. I meet the right people. I am in the right place at the right time, knowing what is mine to do, when, and how to do it. God is my source of all good. My infinite self guides me. I listen daily to the voice within and know I am guided. I am directed. I am loved. I am safe. And finally, all is truly well with my soul. Blessings on the journey, dear friend. I hope to see you later. It is always my honor and my blessing to be with you.
It is always a blessing to hear you, to see you, to be with you. I love our time together. You're so funny saying, don't get mad at me. Have you ever seen me mad?
Never. You've never been mad at me. Thank goodness.
I don't get mad. I get even, then I pray.
I'll be prepared for that. Yeah.
Oh my God. I adore you and I thank you. And I really, really want to hammer home the importance that you just shared of all of those. Mm-hmm. Daily, get still. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Make space. Just go shh.
Yeah.
And get still. Just get still. Just breathe and get still. It's be still and breathe and be still and you will know. And I'm telling you all, that is how we have a new Sunday service every week.
Yes.
If I didn't do that, because sometimes I love that you brought up the importance of imagination, because sometimes we all experience when it feels like the creative well has run dry. Mm-hmm. And it can't. It's a wellspring. We just have to make contact with it. Power of imagination.
Well, you know that old jazz song says, imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Right? So that imagination, it's there for us. It's a divine faculty given to us from the beginning of time. And absolutely. it's really a gift to be able to use it. And I hope you'll do it. And I want to give a special shout out for so many Orlando people that joined us. I saw Randy and Bruce and Maribel and others. So yay, I love you, my Orlando friends. Thank you for joining us today.
I love you too. And I don't know you. Those are my old stomping grounds. I grew up just south of Orlando. I'm a bona fide cosmopolitan redneck. I'm not saying that about Orlando. I'm saying that about Sebring, my beloved burg of Sebring, where I grew up. So I got my Florida roots. And I'm glad you brought up another layer of the power of imagination, because next week I'm jumping into the 12 powers for this year.
Beautiful.
So we're going to start with faith. You know, we got to start in that pineal gland and we got to work our way from faith. So we're going to start there next week and do one a month for this year.
Yes, that pineal and the pituitary gland work very, very closely. And all of the higher spiritual teachings, I work with my healer weekly on those very two areas. And we forget the connection between the spiritual and the physical. And, you know, we think of the heart as regulating the body, but the truth is it's the pituitary gland. The pituitary tells the heart how to pump. And when we're bringing that higher energy into the pineal and then working it with that pituitary, like consciously, things begin to change a lot quicker because of us consciously accessing it through I'm thrilled you're doing that. There's nothing more powerful than the 12 powers. I love it.
Well, we're going to go, you know, every now and then we go through them, but I want to we're in a time of going a lot deeper on planet Earth. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah, I've noticed.
I've heard rumors, but we are going deeper. And I want us to use those faculties and those gifts. And like you said, we gotta make room and we need to acknowledge and focus. So I'm really excited about Dare to Prosper. And I'm gonna see you. I'm gonna do this now. So because I wanna lead us in a meditation to get us ready for what lies beyond. And I want you to have a good break before we start up at 1 o'clock this afternoon. So I adore you, sister. Thank you. We're not going to go just simply into the stillness. We're going to be still. But of course, we have our guided meditations on Sundays. And so now you can let go and bring yourself fully to the present moment, fully consciously, conscientiously to this moment where We simply notice the breath. We simply notice the breathing. We don't need to force anything. Our body is naturally breathing. But once we focus it in and take a conscious exhale, we begin to make room for more, for expansion. So right now, as you breathe, I invite you to just settle in to exactly where you are. You can watch this meditation visual with your eyes open or close your eyes, feels most powerful to you. You just settle in physically, mentally, emotionally. We are not here to swim upstream. We always have the choice to flip over and float, to let go that struggle. We flip over and float. Notice the sky. Notice the trees from this new perspective. Perhaps the birds. Expand that awareness and just notice the things that you have taken for granted. We don't mean to do that. We're not bad for doing that. We just got busy. And now we're being reminded to flip over and float. And when we express gratitude, we begin to notice more for which we are grateful. And if you are still envisioning in your mind's eye a beautiful sky, it's your sky. You paint it however you want it to look. I want you to envision a beautiful rainbow. Aren't rainbows beautiful? Just feel your oneness with this rainbow that you see in your mind's eye, that you see in that powerful place of imagination. All the colors, the entire spectrum of this beautiful, magical rainbow are within you. At its most basic reduction, the rainbow is an amalgamation of light, a perfect harmonic combination, which produces a glorious symbol of beauty, of promise. The rainbow follows the rain. Abarjani says, rainbows introduce us to reflections of different beautiful possibilities, so we never forget that pain and grief are not the final options in life. Align your soul with the same egoless humility as the rainbow does, and no matter where you go in this world or the next, love will find you, protect you, bless you. The pot of gold at the end of the rainbow represents the golden abundance that is already yours. It always has been, and it always will be. For the ancient Celts, the pot of gold represents the promise of new life. Biblically, the rainbow appeared as a sign of promise of the future after a great flood had devastated the earth. And perhaps the best message and meaning of rainbows is assurance and appreciation. Beholding a rainbow is a gift. And when we encounter its beauty, it is the perfect time to be grateful for all the gifts and our lives. All those pots of gold that represent so many blessings, past, present, and future. And we give gratitude for the golden abundance that is already ours. And for the golden gifts that are in store. Just breathe.
Chimney.
And so it is.